Hey folks, thanks for joining us again. This is episode 3 of Snowfall, Slow Hand. We're going to talk about how Franklin was a pussy and more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's that?
I smell pussy. Is that you, Franklin?
I smell pussy.
It's definitely
Franklin. Is that
Franklin.
You, Leon?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Teddy?
Teddy Mac?
I smell pussy. Is that you, Oso?
Everybody.
Everybody.
The whole everybody. Yeah.
I'm sick
all
of
y'all.
Y'all stank.
Hey, shout out to Carvel. You out there getting money and getting booty
holes. No shout out to that.
Oh. See you, Carvel.
Oh. He ain't smell no pussy.
He did. Ew, what did he smell? I can't.
All right, well,
let's get the
first
intro.
Off, yeah. I'm your host, Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on all social medias at DearVitz, that's DERWITZ, aka Young Camelton on Instagram.
And I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter. No more underscore with Instagram. I'm just Portia Carter.
We official now, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I am Chelsea Sark Jones. You can find me on Twitter at TheLBPlaybook and on Instagram with an underscore C underscore S Jones.
And I'm D'Angelo. You guys can hit me up on Twitter at D'AngeloTV and at D'Angelo on Instagram.
Bam.
Bam. Straight like that.
Like that.
So did Franklin learn his lesson?
No one learned their lesson.
No
one learning anything.
I'm sick of all of this. They don't piss me off.
No, go ahead, tell them, Portia.
Let me tell y'all
why
something.
Are you feeling, Portia?
First of all, it shouldn't take this man a whole 2 and 3 days to get this money back. You need to be on your grind. You need to transform. Something needs to shake. You got $32,000 on the line. Why you still don't got it in your hand? Why are you scared?
He's not ready for this.
Slow
life.
Hand.
The people out here getting raped.
Slow hand. He ain't playing that same game.
He didn't see that coming. No. I didn't see that coming.
I don't think anybody
he
saw
didn't
that.
Get raped. But that was me.
He's next up.
I'm traumatized. I wasn't even
there. I'm traumatized, so. I didn't even... Look, I didn't even have to see it. Me hearing it was just like... Like, sad. Oh my gosh, what's going on?
I was wondering why he pulled him to the back in the room. I was like,
I thought he was I thought he wanted to hide him from like beating him up. He didn't want them to see.
He had a game plan.
Yeah. Hey, and it was kind of slow on recognizing what was happening.
Hold
like,
on,
it
but they
like,
literally
huh?
sat in the living room and just chilled. Why he did
what
he
the
did?
Fuck? What they going to go walk in? They going to bust in?
I know you're busy, but
this was before they knew what he was doing. They was just sitting in the living room chilling.
Yeah.
And then they walked to the door and they like, and then he like, oh man, he going to kill him. Then he like, nah, he ain't kill him. He giving it to him. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, that's what you got to do to get your money?
It worked.
I will say this. He had rhythm in that rape. There was a good 3 count.
Stop.
I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about
it. He got the money, though.
He got the money. So.
And he took
it. You know what? And he
it
earned
was
it.
Horrible.
He earned it.
No, he should have kept
he
the money.
It. He should have kept the money. If but you went through all that.
But you say he's not gay.
He's not.
No, he's gay.
No, he's not. It was a power move.
You were saying
move.
It's a prison thing?
It was a move.
No, he's gay. But that's still gay. He's gay.
No.
First of all, you're not about to get hard to mess with no man if you're not gay.
But if you want money, though.
True.
Money don't make you
but
hard.
He crazy, though, too. He gets hard off of power. That's how I felt.
No. Good night.
No.
He's gay.
See, the thing is, I'm with you in the sense that, yeah, that's a jail thing, but that don't make it any less gay.
He's gay.
It was a gay move, but what I'm trying to say is, in his daily life, does he date men? No. I don't think so. But
he ain't got to date men to be messing with him. No, that's gay. He's gay.
He does gay stuff. He has gay tendencies.
That man.
For your
gay.
Brain to ever go, even in a situation like that, for your brain to ever go to, I'm going to fuck him. I think that's you know,
yeah.
He ain't on the other side of the fence.
Like,
he not in jail, so he ain't have to do that.
You trying to kill somebody, you trying to get some money. That's not the first thing you should revert to, rape. Like,
but
that is not the first thing he reverted.
That
was
the
last thing
that was
the
last resort.
He hit him with a baseball bat. He was about to stick a knife down his throat. He messed up the whole crib.
It's not like that was the only option left, though.
What was the other option?
I mean, kill him.
He could have kept
kill
hitting
him. You don't get money.
I
after
think that's
killing.
More of an option than rape is.
No, you don't get the money though.
Wait, but how come they never went into that bedroom?
That's what I'm
to
upset
check
about.
Because
they're
stupid.
I'm upset about.
They so stupid.
Everything
because
was messed up in the house except for that one room.
Yeah, it was all
messed up. And that just happened to be where the money is.
Like, what?
While he was in the room raping homeboy, they could have gotten that room, got that money,
and
been out.
Be proactive.
Under the pillowcase too. Because he walked out real quick.
He did. He walked out like one drawer or something like that.
Like, why didn't they go in there?
I'm still recovering from that. That was too much for me.
That was very heavy.
That was the first time I saw Leon scared.
Yeah, he did look shook.
Leon was scared the whole episode, even when he was originally just...
Well, when he introduced him to that whole clique, it seemed like those guys kind of pumped
him. They knew Leon.
Yeah, they're calling Lil Leon and stuff like that.
Shoot, hold on, they probably got him too.
So how y'all think Franklin's gonna get the money back now?
He got killed.
Well, he went and got that gun.
Okay.
It's the only option at this point.
It's not just Carvel, though. It's Carvel and homies. And goons.
Agreed.
One gun.
He's in a bigger hole than he was at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, see, the thing about that whole incident is when Carvel hit him or spit in his mouth and with the blood and everything, I thought that was a trigger point for him.
Bro, I thought that was going to be the point where he was about to go in on him.
Yeah. And well, like you saw, you could tell, like, I don't know, it just, it kind of pissed me off that that wasn't his moment.
He's a soft serve cupcakes.
What do they call him? Soft serve ice cream? Yeah.
He said soft serve.
That's what we call him, soft serve ice cream.
He's sweet.
You lucky you messing with the wrong ones.
But like, I don't
know. He like, you see this man, he gonna kill you. He gonna kill you. Just tell me where the money at, cause he gonna kill you. I'm trying to help you out.
Like, bro. He was giving me the rational approach. Like, let me like talk to him and see. But then after a while, he was just scared.
Yeah.
He was doing that the whole time. I'm like, are you serious? This man got 32 grand. He got 32 grand of your money and you gonna beg him?
And he almost looked at him like, look, please. I'm not gonna touch you, so like, just know
that's why he
I didn't do this to you, Carvel did this. Yeah. Like, look, I'm on your side. Like, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with him now. Like, I still don't understand the motivation to get into the game because he don't have that mindset. Like, he's smooth. He's a sweet talker, but like, he don't have the grittiness that's gonna be necessary for him to survive.
I think he's just not realizing that too. Yeah. Like how it closes with him laying with his mom, and he's just like,
like, what have I got myself into?
How can I get out of this? Do I even want this? Like, he's realizing what is all coming.
I'm drained for him. Like, that drained the heck out of me. I'm sitting there like, bro, I just want it to be over. I just wanted him to have his money. Like, this is a lie. I'm tired.
Well, he lost a lot of points for me, because I know last week I was saying I liked him, and this episode is just like...
It's a step back.
I'm sick of him. I'm sick of Teddy. I'm sick of Oso. I'm sick of all of them.
You sick of Teddy? What did Teddy do?
Teddy's soft, too. Teddy's naive.
Hold on. First of all, Teddy
is playing both sides of the field. Either you going to sell this coke, or you going to be a family man. You can't do both.
But he ain't trying to sell the coke. He's trying to save the country.
Same thing. You gotta sell the coke to save the country.
I think it's just a naive thing about Teddy that was pissing me off, where it was like, oh, this is a drug for rich people. Like, this isn't gonna affect anything. It's gonna be fine. And then,
like, bro, people out here dying.
Talk to the coroners in Miami. What do you think about that? So, like, I think it's a naive thing with Teddy where he doesn't realize what he's doing and the effects that it was gonna have on people.
You think she's gonna leave him?
She already left. She's already gone.
She left him, and he left them when he put the baby to bed. He said, "All right, son, I love you.
Take this picture."
And he took the
little scribbles.
He knew right then and there, this is my goodbyes.
My parents always be lying too, talking about like, "Oh, he's so good, he's so gifted." After he remember when he seen the drawings, like, "Oh man, he's so gifted." Why parents do that? I hate that.
You gonna lie? You gonna tell him it's bad?
No, you don't say nothing. He literally just drew circles.
You're gonna be the worst parent ever.
What you gonna say to your three-year-old
who draws sticks and circles? You gonna say it's ugly?
Unless he say, "Hey, I'm just trying to follow the work of Picasso." I'm gonna say like, "Hey, go back in there and redo that."
Put
on a YouTube video or something.
You gotta encourage them when they're young, man.
You gotta do better though. Hey, like LeVar Ball did to all his boys. Look, I ain't trying to make some weak dude up in the
big ball
class,
grand.
Trying to do some weak drawings. Nah, if you're gonna be Picasso,
he trying to be Joe Jackson out here.
Go ahead and do it. Give me these lines and crosses.
No, thank you.
I ain't gonna tell him it's bad, but I ain't gonna say it's good. I'm not gonna lie.
They gonna get a whooping if it's bad?
No, they ain't gonna get a whooping, but I ain't gonna give them false thoughts. I'm gonna say, like, "Hey, try it again."
Okay.
You know, I'm a nice dude.
I'm so glad you're not my father.
Barely.
I'm just glad you're good.
Hey, I'm real talk. I keep it real talk. And you said Oso. You tired of Oso, too?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I liked Oso on this one.
He wasn't trying to kill nobody with a family.
I get that.
Yeah, that man ain't got no family. He had a lover, man.
The thing is, what I don't like in that dynamic is they trying to make him do all the dirty work and they don't want to be
a part of it. Yeah.
I think that's dirty.
That's the thing. That's the thing I don't like about him, because he could be out at any minute. You can chuck the deuces on them.
Right.
This is not your doing. This is not your problem. You did what you had to do.
Right.
They told you to do it. They paid you your money. You could be out. He don't have to deal with none of this anymore. And he's just stuck in the middle of it. Like, bro.
And he doesn't even wrestle no more.
Like, what's the point?
Seen him going to practice.
He quit. Remember, she said quit right now.
He quit, but he gonna go.
She
back.
Said quit right now. In 2 weeks, you can buy this mug.
No, but he was working there though, right?
He quit.
He didn't quit wrestling. He quit working at the wrestling gym. I think he was working there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't quit wrestling.
Yeah, he's still that. Like, but yeah, he hasn't
that was
been
his
in
job. That was why he was at the gym training, because he had wrestling.
He was training other people.
Other people, like, he worked there. He was getting paid to be there.
He quit.
He did not quit.
Y'all think he about to be back in somebody's
ring?
You can't
be big old Frankenstein walking around L.A. talking so slow without being a wrestler. Like, that's all he has left. That's all he has left.
He got him with the stereotype.
No, look at him. He over there looking like...
Hey, you ain't got to listen. So that's what happens when you in L.A.
Please,
big,
give it,
slow
show
talking.
Me the voice. Please. You were just about to... I know you were. I know you was about to do it.
Oh, do I really gotta kill him? Oh, come on, he got a family though.
He said, no, I'll do Enrique.
I'll do the killer though. Just give me the gun.
Appreciate
that. You have to be there.
Ain't gonna do nothing.
That's what he looked like.
Well, I mean, I thought their whole storyline, and I don't like how they're making him do everything and they just want to sit back and watch, but Lucia and Oso, like, I'm not a fan of theirs and what they're doing and stuff like that. Like, I still don't get them.
Yeah,
I just feel like, why kill somebody else and add fuel to the fire? Like, y'all about to kill everybody till your daddy left? That's not what you do. That's stupid. Make this money and replace his money and act like nothing ever happened.
I think they're stalling for time because they can't make the money in a short amount of time like that. Like, it's going to have to take some time.
But you don't be killing people during the process. Because where does that lead you? Are you killing everybody off, then they leave y'all too? That's stupid. He gonna know it was y'all too. He said it's an inside job. Only family know where the money at. Only family know what's going on. Only family know when he about to be home and everything. So if it's just y'all two left and everybody dead,
but they're just killing.
Who does that lead to?
I think their plan is to kill this guy and then set it up to make it seem like he did
the
dirty
one
work.
That did
yeah.
It, yeah.
So
to frame
it,
him.
Yeah, I think that's what their plan is.
How they gonna frame him? Give him, put the money in his and wherever they killed him at.
That's what I'm guessing.
Because y'all don't have the money. So which how y'all gonna frame?
What you mean
him?
They don't have the money?
They have the money.
They don't have the money. They bought
because
it with the code.
They sold it.
They.
Yeah, I don't know what their plan
it.
Is.
Right? See, it's stupid.
I don't get it.
See how stupid it is.
I think they got a plan.
They're not thinking straight. They're not. They don't. They don't
well,
have
they're
it in
panicking.
Order.
But the thing about Oso and why he like, I'm curious as to why he's so against killing someone with the family. And we saw him in his truck with like a picture of a woman.
Mm.
So part of me is thinking like something had to happen in his past where he like. Someone hit up his family, so that's why he's like adamantly against going after families.
But he killed Max.
Did he have a family?
He had a whole picture.
Well, he was in.
Well, that's an accident,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, he was just in a situation where he had to at that point because he saw him, right?
Yeah, it was like a panic, but yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know.
I still,
he bothers me.
I still think that they going Oso and the girl going and they're doing something.
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt. The way you know,
the way
they ducking off,
the
smoking
slow
cigarettes
motion,
together,
yeah.
talking to each
That's
other.
That's what I'm saying. She was like, "Oh, I need some air. Come with me."
Okay.
Okay. that's happening.
You need
for
to
sure.
be one. You need to be a wrestler in LA.
You think?
Yeah.
I already box.
Oh wow!
I do box.
You be knocking people out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! I'm scared of you.
<All right>. And where y'all think Alejandro went after leaving Tate?
He went to go deliver them weapons. I know that.
Yeah,
he like bump scraping off these serial numbers. I gotta do what I gotta
do.
You
think he finished?
You plan to
no, hell no. He didn't even want to do it.
He
don't
care. He did what his original plan was.
He don't care.
Tate was the only one holding him back from doing it.
What's he gonna do with these rocket launchers though? Where exactly was he? I was a little bit lost.
Well, he's supplying his country with that so they can fight the war. So they can continue to be employed. That's his plan.
See, my understanding was the CIA actually wanted to back that side of the country too, though. Like with weapons, they just didn't want it to come or be traced back to the CIA.
Directly to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now
why?
They're doing it, but like slyly. Like
but,
I don't know.
But why though?
I think this is like one of the things that's like historically significant.
Yeah.
That, like I want to get more versed in because I am curious about it. Right. Like, I don't really get it.
See, I almost feel like the president was saying, like, no, we're not going to supply the Nicaraguans or whoever you're supplying with drugs or with guns. We're not going to supply them with any weapons. He, like, said that to the public. But the CIA was like, nah, we need to go.
You tripping.
You tripping, man. Yeah.
I think you're right, too. Well, because I'm even trying to figure out why, like, why the CIA, quote unquote, needs Teddy to do the drug thing. Like, I don't get that.
I don't think they do. I think Teddy is just taking that role.
Okay.
He's like, I'm gonna be the man. He's volunteering
because not everybody in the CIA know that he's doing that.
Right. But he said he's saving the world or, like, helping the government.
Helping the country.
Yeah. How is he helping the country by doing this? That's what I'm confused about.
There's a bigger agenda.
There's a bigger agenda that I need to research. Everybody's trying to help
their people.
Yeah.
And they all doing it the stupid way.
If Alejandro's people win, I think communism... That's the problem, right?
I'm fighting communism.
Yeah, I'm fighting communism. You know, America was really against communism during that time. Right. So, the Cold War, you know, all them people.
Y'all know Logan was the one who ordered them weapons, though.
Mm-hmm.
He did that before he died.
Mm-hmm.
So, that, look at how long it took them to come, though. That's a long time.
Well, this is the 1980s.
I don't know, but he been dead for like a week.
That's not long.
And
that's like standard shipping.
That's FedEx.
We're talking about a whole thing of guns.
Hey, a rocket launcher.
I just something last week. I'm still waiting for my package. So.
I'm just saying, though, if he wanted a regular...
I don't know. Hey, you ever ordered a rocket launcher?
No.
How long
would
it take to get to you? What about a water gun?
I'm just saying, though, if he wanted to get some new ones, he couldn't. It's over with.
Oh, man.
Like, with the ones without the serial number, it's over with. Like, he out of luck.
What do you think Alejandro's Connect got them guns from? Like, he got a lot of rocket launchers.
He said it. Yeah.
They didn't ever go into that, did they?
We don't know who he is. Yeah. He was kind of...
He was just a delivery boy. I don't think they got him from him.
Yeah, he had, like, a game plan as to how he was going to hide the line of connection and stuff like that. But
He made it seem like, when he explained it, what I took from it was, like, it's cargo that's, like, supposed to be transferred, and he's kind of, like, just... taking a couple away because it's probably a lot of stuff and like they won't notice that
there's
like,
gonna be an error and
there's a few,
like,
rocket launchers
basically,
and they're just lost.
I think that's what I took from it.
Yeah, he has a plan.
It's so many details in this show, like it's just hard to sometimes to keep up with all the like little things. It's interesting.
Thank you. I had a little cocaine right here.
It was white for sure.
Yes, up my nose. I love that scene when they was on the train, the little choo-choo train, talking about cocaine. Like, that was just
loud as hell, right?
It was a cute scene. He's just like, oh, you know, just some cocaine. She's like, cocaine, just a few cocaine. Like, what are you gonna do? And the son just sitting there. Like, was he covering up the son's ears?
Barely. Nah. No, not at all.
He wasn't actually.
He was just talking.
They're just talking. It's not like he knows what they're talking about.
You never know. Kids pick up stuff.
I mean,
you're
making fun of how he draws.
Exactly.
So he's probably not that advanced.
Well, maybe
yet.
He's not a visual learner. He's audio.
Audio.
I'm talking about he's audio. He didn't say nothing to the daddy when he was, you know, saying his goodbyes. So I don't think he's, you know, he wasn't listening.
Okay.
He don't hear.
Maybe he's deaf. We don't know. Maybe he has a deaf
son. Hey, we're not gonna call the boy deaf.
Hey, why did Claudia help Franklin so quickly? Why was she so quick to give up the name?
Because she running a tight ship up in that mug. I need you to go get your money back so you can take it to a Israeli man and you can get your coke and bring it to her people. This is her connect.
So if this is her connect, why didn't she offer any help?
That was all the help she could give her. Like, this is
a
drug.
She basically said the reason why she did it was because the next time that he comes and gives her coke, he's going to give her a better deal than what he did before. She's like, I'll give you the names if you're friendlier to me next time. So that's why she helped him out.
It's a business. She's not, like, looking for him as a friend. She's like, she did that for him because now he's going to owe her in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. Like, she's not worried. Like, she doesn't care that he got his ass
beat. What she
mean
by be nice, though, when you come back? What's
like, friendly, just like, okay, you're going to give me a discount.
Right.
Yeah, so no more $32,000.
From a business standpoint.
And,
right.
Just, that's why she did it. So
I mean,
cheaper.
He was taking them extra couple of grand for himself anyway.
Yeah.
He's messy, man. Like, the fact that he didn't know that at some point somebody was going to try to because he took him. Away from a, from her business.
You got
like, you know
all
I mean?
Of your money in a backpack.
That's
and
what
you
I'm
want
saying.
A bike.
And
like,
you're rolling
stupid.
By yourself.
Well, yeah, because like
you leaving at
no
night.
Gun,
yeah, you're not sharp.
Leaving
bro.
Out the back door. That's what I'm like, saying. Bro.
When he went to get Leon and tell Leon about everything, Leon's like, "Well, why didn't you have me there? This wouldn't have happened if right. you had me there." And he's like, "Well, I was gonna tell you after a couple of runs."
Like he's
but
not
like,
smart.
He's just he doesn't get it, and that's what the, like, that's the whole thing about this right now because it's so early in the whole coke game and the. Crack game where no one knows where this drug is going and the power of this drug that they're also like nonchalant about it yeah. like and laid back yeah. and like not caring about it so it's like that's why he's getting his ass beat and that's why Teddy's like oh this is fun it's just coke rich people do it like because they don't get what's gonna happen yet
I know? Think Teddy knows
he's just telling himself that to like
Teddy
reassure
the,
his
yeah
his
he was just trying
conscious.
To tell it this not his wife that was just
his
a
baby mama the I baby wrote down girlfriend slash wife and then she's like oh we just got so pregnant I was like baby mama
she was kind of cute how'd you feel about baby mom
she, I liked her like, she got a good head on her shoulder
on the Richter scale 1 to 10
1 to 10 I mean
5
I'm gonna go like yeah. I'm gonna
sorry.
Go 6.
Maybe 6.
I was gonna give her a 7. She has
a
cute face.
I was gonna give
she's
her a 6.8. This
he
is true.
6.8.
She is a mom.
She's a mom. She's smart. She's knowledgeable. You gotta get points for that.
I feel like in the
but
first scene when they she first seen each other, I gave her a 7. But when she got all red in the face, 6.8.
Can't be crying.
She started looking like an Apache.
Tell me I can't be crying.
That ain't cute.
She just wasn't happening to me.
I thought she was cute.
She, you know.
I mean, but
teach his own, you know? It's not my flavor.
I mean, but I haven't seen a woman in there who gets a 10 yet.
Claudia.
Well,
Claudia can get it all night.
She
no,
like
Claudia ain't no 10, though.
Nah, she ain't a 10.
She like
ain't
an
no
eight.
10s in the
she
show.
Eight? She ain't no 8.
Depending on how old the Franklin's girl is,
she's
she be
cute.
She cute. Yeah.
Oh,
depending
she
on how old
a 10.
She is.
Yeah, depending on how old yeah. she is. You like,
gotta fact check that one.
I'm trying to incriminate myself.
Well, I think she's a
10.
She's a 10 for sure. Lucia, she a 7. Like, they just not
she's the
popping.
Best looking one we've seen so far.
Lucia?
Even Auntie Louie a 4.
Miss Parker.
Boy.
With the
oh, Jerome's girl is cute.
She's cute, but she's a crackhead, so she's not as
she.
Cute.
She doesn't look cute.
Oh, she cute. Y'all tripping. All right, you take baby mama. I'm gonna take Crockett.
I'm taking Miss Parker.
He said,
on her birthday.
Okay, Jerome.
She gonna whip all the competitions.
Hey, you know, it's 16 and see one. I ain't say that.
Nah, you didn't. Not with this R. Kelly stuff.
I'm playing. I heard R. Kelly just got messed up again.
Yeah.
How you get messed up?
Let's talk about it after the show. Same stuff. Same stuff has been for like 20 years.
R. Kelly.
I don't know. Ask Carvel. He probably knows.
Carvel is trifling.
Carvel know how to get money.
No, he shouldn't have did that to homeboy.
He got money.
That's wild, bro.
Hey, y'all, what y'all think homeboy gonna do when he get up, though?
Leon.
He broke.
That's no, I'm talking about...
He ain't never getting up.
I'm talking about Lenny.
Oh, Lenny. Lenny.
Lenny's
Lenny,
the
dude
that
got raped.
Yeah, he ain't never getting up.
You don't
really?
Think... You don't
that
think
was
it.
Really rough. To
he,
see, like, the
he not getting off that bed.
See, that's the thing, though. You don't think? Mm-hmm. You don't think
well,
Ray
I mean,
gonna
Ray
come
Ray,
in?
Like someone's gonna come and see.
I'll be like, shoot me.
Back.
You telling me my homie come in and see me with my butt out, laying on the bed with my like that? Kill me
with a bloody lip. With a bloody lip.
Nah, I don't want to live no more.
he got scratches on his arms. He got
Did he pull out?
Oh, no, you said did
what?
He pull
did
out?
He pull-
oh, did he get green vine? Oh,
I'm just saying.
Did
so.
This fool just ask if oh, he get cream pie?
He got cream pie.
I'm just saying, that's another variable you gotta consider.
I can't. I just want this conversation
finished.
To end. Time out. Time out.
He got pecan praline.
We done.
That butter
we done.
Pecan.
We're done.
That's too descriptive. You got her squirming. Look at her face.
We're done.
I will say, changing the subject, Jerome. I really F with Jerome.
Yeah,
I F with Jerome. I like his character, like,
okay.
because he's painted in a very negative way, but he keeps deciding to not like promote Franklin to do more bad stuff.
He wants to do good.
Yeah.
He's not fueling his craziness.
Exactly, you said
his
it in a way, more concise
to be on
way
the
than
streets.
I did.
And like that's the same thing with what's Leon's mom, where she's like, why don't you be more like Franklin? Like
it's ironic when you say that now. Yeah.
Yeah, because they want to see Franklin do good. He's the one with the good head on his shoulders, and that's what Jerome's doing. He wants to keep him away from that. But he for some reason
But Franklin don't listen. Now he learning his lesson. Like he drains me. Like I'm drained.
He's not smart. It seems like at first it seemed like he was intelligent. But like, all right, so if you're not gonna go to college, bro, you're gonna do the drugs, bro. At least think it through about how you're gonna do it. He didn't think that through.
He don't have no strategy.
He don't got no strategy.
He didn't think of the end goal. Like, we don't know what his end goal was.
He just wanted the money. Yeah, he just the money.
Yeah. Get his mom out the hood.
I don't even know if that's a goal. I hope it was.
It probably was.
Look. She gonna be in that mug. He keep playing around. She gonna be sitting there chilling on that bed watching that show.
Mama running right though.
I think Franklin needs to become a pimp and just leave the drugs.
And just pimp girls.
I think it'd be better.
He got better skill sets for that.
Cat. He's already taking a dark world. I mean,
no, he not on that.
I'm not saying pimps are cool. I'm not saying drug dealers are cool. I'm just saying
he was dang near about to puke going in there and looking at Lenny. Like, he not about to have his
what
girls out here like that.
Dang near looking at Lenny. What? Why would he have to see Lenny
if he's a pimp?
No, I'm just saying though. Like,
yeah, I would be like that too. What?
Most people would.
That made me cry. Like, that was not nice. That was too
much. You were crying.
You saw like the life taken out of him, and it's like on a serious note. Like, he did get raped, and that's like for anybody, that's horrible to like see the visual like right afterwards. Yeah. So
I wonder
horrible.
How that casting process went. I mean, stick about in this. The real world,
both of
like
them,
real world Lenny, like, hey Lenny, we gonna give you this cool role. You gonna be this thug. You gonna jack the main character, but
gotta get raped.
You gonna get raped.
At least it wasn't on camera.
He just had the fake screen.
He just had the fake.
Yeah. No,
and we had to hear the bed squeak.
Yeah, that was weird.
Let's get away from this.
That was the whole episode.
That was the whole episode.
It was the whole episode.
We had a sprinkle of Teddy and his baby mama. We had a little sprinkle of Oso in them, but the whole episode was that
Teddy
situation.
We had Teddy Mac on the train with Lil Picasso.
That's it. That was the whole episode, and I'm just sitting there like, I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see him get his money. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know if going to Jerome and Louis is gonna do that for him, like getting that gun. Like, he looked like he was defeated at the end of the episode, so it's like, how is he gonna come out of this
and at some point
be somebody? He has to do it somehow, but I don't see it.
He's gonna have to interact with the crazy millionaire at some point, or the Latino guy. Yeah. That's the worst like thing that could happen.
Yeah,
right. Die.
Carville versus Latino dude.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, he would probably like it.
The Latino dude? Yeah, he's crazy. He's probably doing that
if
already.
If he go get his Israeli friend and let him know, like, somebody stole his money and point him to who it is, they gonna get him.
Because I ain't seen one female at the house yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. We already predicted that Avi was homo, so.
Cool gotta girl. Be. And they whole little crew, they gotta be.
I think Jerome, random prediction, I think Jerome is gonna end up helping him out, though, at some point.
When? Do you think he's gonna get into the drug game, though? Like, heavily? After seeing the money, after seeing...
I don't know. I don't know what it's going
to
be.
I think he's going to be the one to continuously pull him out of trouble. I don't think so? He's going to be the one to, like, distribute and do stuff like that. But, like, I think Franklin's going to get in trouble and go to Jerome, and it's his nephew, and he's going to help him because it's his family.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to be one of his distributors and sell and stuff like that.
I could definitely see either Jerome or Lucia dying because of something Franklin did.
No doubt. No doubt.
You said Jerome or
is that his
Louis.
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 My bad.
Yeah.
Louis.
Take Louis out.
Yeah. I like Jerome.
We can eliminate like Louis. Cause she a little go with the flow, crackhead. Like,
she the one that got
y'all saving
into
stuff
it.
For me. Like, she.
That's the way you want to act out how Louis be.
And you be also y'all just have
a time. Yeah, she was there. She said. She was like, so she see them pouring. She said. Oh, y'all saving stuff for me. Then he like, what you need? He like, I need a gun. Here she go.
Stop.
So then he like, so I'm gonna make sure that your mama know it ain't me. Here she go.
Well, it wasn't you. Here you go.
I'm like, girl. She was calling for a Snapchat picture.
Like, and then fix your hair.
Y'all tripping. She
like,
cute.
Good night.
Y'all tripping.
What you giving her, man? What you giving?
She get a solid 7.9.
7.9 and other girl got a what?
He gave her a 6.
5.9 now.
5.9 now. Now that the difference.
Now.
The
difference.
Louis get a 4.
Louis get a 4? Because she wasn't a crackhead.
What Carville get? Before
negative,
he raped him.
-2.
-2?
-2.
What Leon get?
Leon, 3.
Leon had a nice family, by the way. Did y'all know
that? Yeah, he came from a nice little home. Everyone loving.
Right. They got all the kids. They got the mama. They got the cousins. They got everybody.
It looked like an episode of Good Times.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I had that vibe, but why is Leon such a bad dude now?
He just can't get
in the streets. That's where they are. He's probably
one of those people who wants to prove a point, make themselves feel big and bad because they have a loving family. You know, it's always the black sheep that want to stand out because they want approval from the outside world. Because their loving family is just not enough for them.
It's a product of the environment, too. Yeah. It's not like they live in the best neighborhood. What else is he going to do after school?
I think it's a light-skinned thing. His whole family was dark-skinned. He was light-skinned.
Boy!
I'd be with you.
I'd be with you, but Franklin... to defend themselves right now.
No, I'm saying Leon's light-skinned.
I know, I'm saying no one's here to defend the light-skinned right now.
I'd be with you if Franklin wasn't effing up on this episode. I'd be with you. Franklin, he lost, too.
All right.
He lost super bad.
Took a super L. Heavy.
I'm sick of him.
Move on to predictions.
OMG.
Yeah, we got to do better with predictions.
We do. TV predictions.
I can go first while y'all think.
Prediction.
I'll say that I think there's going to be a scenario where Jerome, in helping Franklin, is going to kill someone for Franklin. But saving Franklin because Franklin would have died otherwise.
Do we know if Jerome's ever killed anybody?
I assume.
Is he just a drug dealer?
I assume he has.
Yeah.
That would be my assumption.
He ain't killing nobody over no weed.
Probably. Well, who knows?
I feel like Jerome was from, like, when he was young, like Franklin, he was in a gang and he was probably forced to kill somebody or just had to make ends meet at some point in time.
Yeah. Maybe.
My prediction has to do with Franklin and how he's going to get his money back. I think that we see Franklin so soft in this episode because there's going to be a big switch in him. We're going to see a different kind of Franklin.
Time is ticking.
Y'all wishing for something that's probably never going
to
happen.
I'm getting a little impatient, but I do think something's going to happen to where he finally is like, I got myself into this. I need to be harder. I need to make some moves and be a tough guy.
I need to be harder like Carvel. Oh, my God. Mentally and physically.
So I think Franklin's going to buff up and be somebody. So
Portia, what you got?
Well, I think they're going to continue to piss me off. Check. That's my first prediction. I think Franklin is going to have to answer to Abby about where this money is.
So you don't think he's getting his money back before he has to deliver it to Avi?
I believe that there's going to be a problem with Avi wondering why is it taking you so long to bring me my money before Franklin gets on his stuff and do what he has to do and get his money back. But until then, you know, Avi gonna come for his head because now you messing with his money. I think Louie gonna do something stupid and, you know, cancel herself out. Like, she gonna be out of there. And them two stupid fools, Lucy and Pedro, gonna get caught. And I do think Teddy is gonna link back up with Alejandro. He gonna find him and they gonna come back friends and they gonna figure it out.
I don't think they'll be friends. I want to see Pedro go down because I don't like him either.
I don't like Pedro.
I don't like the three of them, but Pedro is my least favorite.
Yeah.
I agree.
This man in a car sleeping, y'all on a killing machine.
<It's snoring. laughs> I don't know, but I kind of like that about him, though. He a cold-blooded killer who doesn't do any killing.
He ain't a killer, though. He gave Oso the gun.
When Oso said, "You're coming," he was like, "Oh, shoot." Right. Like, he was shook. He's like, "Man, I want to be there."
He ain't no when Oso threw him the gun, it was like, "Kill me." He still didn't do it.
Yeah.
Pedro, the fakest of the whole, in the whole show.
Yeah, okay, he's the fakest of it, but it works.
So far.
He's getting people to kill for him.
You got to be pretty
solid. Not yet. He a spoiled brat.
Oso didn't kill nobody yet.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Max. On accident.
Yeah, well, that's about to change.
I don't know.
About to change.
Yep.
They told him kill homeboy, and he's like, "No, he has a family." Oso kind of wants to do what he wants to do.
Oso, Franklin.
And he
that's why Franklin like him, because he see it in him. Y'all both soft.
Soft pancakes. Mickey Mouse soft serve.
Marshmallows.
Those good pancakes, though.
Feathers.
All right, my prediction is...
Please give your prediction.
My prediction is Teddy Mac is going to get back to Mackin'.
He was never Mackin'.
No, he's going to get back to Mackin'. Teddy Mac going to be out on the prowl. The jungle is alive tonight. Teddy Mac's out. R.I.P. to the wife and the kid. I hope Picasso grows up to be
Picasso.
You didn't call this way Picasso. Teddy Mac Jr.
Yeah, Teddy Mac Jr. He gonna be Mac until he gonna be like, hey baby, hey, look at this butterfly.
Where's the prediction?
Wait, hold on. Let me get to my prediction.
You have this unreal persona Teddy for Mac. Teddy Mac.
Teddy Mac. He gonna get back with Alejandro. Okay. My homies and stuff.
That's what I said. I told you. They gonna be back in.
But I think once Teddy Mac realizes the risk that he's actually taking by selling these drugs and being in this,
he gonna try to pull out.
He's not gonna try and pull out. He's not going to do what Carvel did.
Maybe. We don't know if he pulled
out. He's going to go for the money.
I'm just going to say, I didn't see the extra white stuff anyway.
Teddy Mac is going he's going to get caught up in the dough like Franklin. I think Teddy Mac and Franklin are going to squat up on this paper and get that money.
I'm with you. I support you.
And Oso going to come out of somewhere. He's going to get that. It's going to be Oso, Teddy Mac, and Franklin.
That's gonna be
and
the
maybe Leon. And maybe Jerome. No, Jerome's not going to do
all
it.
All of these, maybe.
Carvel is definitely going to be dead by the end of next episode.
I want to see Carvel live.
Nah.
Because here's the I'm thing. Off that. Here's the thing. Because Carvel, he a scary dude. That's the first time where I was like, whoa, that's a scary
brother. Yeah, because
brother.
Like, look, obviously, all
scary. When he did get up, it was like, okay, I'll do it. I was like, what is this guy going to do?
Yeah.
Like,
he went to get all
he
of
did
that
look
money.
Goofy.
He did.
Eating the apple smacks.
He did the apple smacks. This is goofy. The guy that you're going to know.
Dollar store Cheerios.
He's like, I don't know.
He was throwing Cheerios at him. He's like, "You lucky, you were. You lucky we got these soft ass niggas."
He did keep saying, "He did keep saying, fuck me, fuck me." Like he kept saying that to him, like in a question mark. So he was getting, he was starting to like get riled up.
Yeah, he's like,
yes.
So yeah,
that's my predictions.
That's a good.
That is so sad that that happened. I just
that was hard.
R.I.P. to Lenny.
Yeah,
Carvel. See you, homie. Anyways, my name is Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Derwitz, DERWITZ. Instagram, Young Camel Toe. YUNG Camel Toe, to be exact. Porsche Carter.
I just want you to know this Young Camel Toe is just outrageous. But all right, y'all, I'm Porsche Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Porsche Carter. Thanks so much for watching.
Hey guys, I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Twitter at the LB Playbook and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can catch me on Twitter at D'Angelo TV and at D'Angelo on Instagram. We out.
Yay.
Peace.
Deuces.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
What?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.